UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
When's the last time you demanded your wife do something?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Oh boy. Boy, you about to choke.
And James Strebel.
I feel much better.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I gotta say, I've never been more wrong about a coach than Scott Satterfield. It wasn't that I thought he wouldn't work. It's just that I said all along, show me. Yeah. But in my mind, I really thought, man, there's no way. This isn't going to work. And it is one of the best coaching jobs that I've ever seen.
Oh, Diener. Oh. It started the show with the haymaker.
He did.
I was maybe going to get to that, but he begins things with that. Wow.
This is feeling good today.
Do something. Come on. Take a run. You can't.
It's been a season. It's been a season.
You ain't going to say a damn thing to the VP.
I will. It's been one season. One of the best
you got to clean up your vomit first, right?
It's like, okay, dude, he had players on offense.
Here it is. He had James Strebel, by the way.
Sorry. He had a quarterback. He had a stable of receivers. Jadeon Hawkins turned out to be a hell of a running back. His offensive line was still a bum, and so was his defense. He did a nice job.
All right, so Strebel's over there. He's got the cargo shorts on. I'm Andy Sweeney. It's The Take. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's studio.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Wow. What a way to start the show today. Round Daddy is dressed up like he's going to Kroger Field in September. That's what he's dressed up as. He's got the cargo shorts. He's got the Nike blue shirt. He's got the Kentucky Nike hat. If you didn't know, Mitch, he was a Kentucky fan.
Yes.
And by God, even though he's got nothing to do today, he's going to let me know. He's going to let my family know.
That's right.
He's going to let the dogs know.
It's a new hat. I got to break it in.
I like that. I see that. It's usually Kentucky gear is musty and crusty and worn.
Yeah.
But that is brand spanking new.
Got
so
it yesterday.
We are hanging out with you for the next 3 hours here on The Take. Rick Bozich, we're going to move him up. He's had quite the week.
Yeah,
we'll talk with him at about 4:25 or so. WDRB's Rick Bozich. Otherwise, it is wide open. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. I say that it's wide open, but good God, we have a ton to talk about today. Mm-hmm. A lot of news as Vince Tyre speaks today. So we'll get his thoughts on things. I had a take, I mean, this is probably 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, about Governor Beshear and how I think he would view the opening of sports. And in the last 24 hours, Round Daddy, I have never been more right about anything. We will get to Vince Tyre sound. We will get to Governor Andy Beshear sound at some point today. Bobby V with a great catch. And it's not Bob. Why, you know what? It's Nick. Nick got that
catch. Nick got a catch.
Yeah, Nick didn't get... Nick got Brett McMurphy, okay, as a guest, and he had him at about 2:30 or so. And Mitch, so I don't know what you've been able to cut, because the amount of sound that's cut today, Bob talking about the coronavirus today, we got sound. Locke was on one again today.
He was.
He just walked himself in to be mad at Mark Stoops. He is now battling Kentucky football, I think, more than Kentucky basketball. I think he's moved on from John Calipari, and I think now his central focus is on Mark Stoops. You would agree with that, Mitch, right? You cut it all.
Yeah, I've been bouncing back and forth between Locke and Maven Rummage, trying to grab some mixtapes. Now, I see in our notes folder that Locke takes a run at Stoops. I'm like, okay. It's probably like a minute or so, like a response
like
to a text.
3 minutes.
No, it was like 10 minutes. Wow. He just crushed Mark Stoops for like 10 minutes. I'm just like,
you should play it in the bonus hour.
Wow. See, I listened to Locke from about 10 till about 10.
Look at 45. You. What's that? 3-4 days in a row listening to the radio station.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? You're way too dressed up. You've been out doing stuff, haven't you?
No, not well. Today I was at my classroom. I was getting like cleaning it out.
Oh goodness! Another graduation?
There was nobody
okay,
in there.
Gotcha.
Just me. I'm just
so you had to look because you look presentable. There are days there are days you wander in here and you do not look presentable. Listen, I am not one to talk.
No.
I mean, I'm bottom of the barrel right now. You understand
what
I'm talking about?
You got your hair styled today.
No, it's not styled. I took a shower at 1:30.
There you go. You're looking good. But yeah, I've been doing that all day. So I listened to Locke for a little while, and the only thing I really heard from Locke, I missed the entire Mark Soup stuff. Just he and Nick battling over. Nick not seeing the movie Fletch.
Yeah, and I haven't seen that movie either, so settle down.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm not saying.
Yeah,
but
no, I'm just
he was
saying,
crushing
Locke.
Nick.
Well, Locke has also let us down today, and you don't know about this, and neither does Mitch, and I hate to break the news to Mitch. I will do so. We were going to have Big Easy and Locke on the air in the 5 o'clock hour. As I
did
have
he turtle?
A, and I have a bet for him, and Big Easy is ready to go because, you know, of course, Big Easy's not doing anything. But Locke today, and he doesn't mind. If he texts me this, he knows I'm going to bring it to air. He was supposed to be ready, but he is now going to be busy during the time because he has to write more stories. He has to catch up because he was late to Spectrum today.
Oh,
okay,
he
so there's still a chance that it could happen.
There's a chance, okay, but he was late to Spectrum today, and guess the reason why.
Why was he? Okay, he had to take one of his daughters somewhere.
Okay, I tell you, look at you.
Yes.
You can tell you're a father. You're right on.
Is it the new is it the new boyfriend?
Yeah, damn right it is.
Oh, yes!
I'm not going to be a limo service. Well, you are, and you were late to employer number one. So Locke knows that we were good. Oh, yeah, dude.
It's a right. It's employer number one.
It really is. So that's Spectrum. So we shall see what we do with that. But we got you set up. Obviously, the big news today, Louisville beginning the process. I would imagine we hear more from Kentucky. You would imagine tomorrow along with the SEC. But before we move on, Mitch, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can we hear that lock or not lock sound, Diener sound one more time?
It's delightful. Yeah,
when he said it today.
I mean, he was one of the...
All I could think of is playing that for you.
Yeah, it's stunning to me.
I think Satterfield's the most liked coach that I've ever been around.
In America.
Well, I mean...
Sports writers like him.
Dabo likes him.
The
only guy that doesn't like him is probably Bobby Petrino.
Probably.
But he doesn't count as a human.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah.
He's like one of the robots on Westworld.
He's a cyborg. I don't know about this Saturday.
I am
guy.
Made of circuits. Hassan Hall saw him take his head off and put it next to him since he's a robot. He vowed him to secrecy for the entire freshman year. Mitch, play it before we dive into will sports be back?
I've never been more wrong about a coach than Scott Satterfield. I was not. It wasn't that I thought he wouldn't work. It's just that I said all along, show me.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I really thought, man, there's no way this isn't going to work. And it's one of the best coaching jobs that I've ever seen
in football or
basketball. To take that crew and to do what they did with them, I think it was remarkable. I mean,
you're so cowardly. You're not going to say a damn thing. You can't. If that would have been Rummage, look how different you are. If that would have been Rummage, Mitch, he would have exploded.
Look,
for 6 minutes on the radio, I just would have laid back till 3:15. You got nothing for the VP right now.
I
no, it's okay. Don't do it.
All right.
Don't do it.
I'll
protect
alone.
You.
Okay, thank you. Because I don't want Diener mad at me.
How was the graduation? I mean,
it was great.
I mean, you were way too dressed up.
I was just I'm just trying to wear this. Up. I like this hat, so I wanted to wear it today because I think it's pretty neat. But no, the graduation was fine. It was nice. There's a lot of pictures out on Facebook. If anyone wants to look it up and see my family. It was very nice. Kids loved it.
I'm not sure that's something I would invite you doing. Okay.
Well, most people are nice.
Are you sure that's something?
There's about once a month someone will go on Twitter and be like, your kids are ugly or something. But normally people are very nice to my family.
Is this hell? You tell me. Texter says at 437-9680, Bubba Mack taking shots at Diener on Twitter. Just that sentence at 437-968.
That Bubba Mack account's a fraud.
It's not funny at all.
What no.
Bubba Mack is the Mack dog. A Louisville fan created a Chris Mack's dog Twitter account.
I can't remember who tweeted it, but they had it perfect. You create that account and you tweet like a dog.
And
like
you
a dog
like
would
a
tweet.
Dog, yeah. You don't give hot takes.
You don't make it just another Louisville crappy fan account.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, woof, woof, give me
the
some
The Bubba Mack account
bones.
Is a disgrace to Twitter.
It is.
Absolutely.
Now I've got to look it up on the break because I've never
You've
heard
never
of it before.
Never seen this?
No, I've
oh,
never seen
on.
It.
Oh, come on. You're in the weeds and the gutter of Twitter all the time.
I am, but
oh,
I guess this passed
I don't
me
know.
By.
I have no idea how that's the case.
I know all about all the fake Blankenbaker accounts, all the fake Diener accounts. I've not seen Scott Satterfield's dog account. I'll look that up later.
Oh, it's hell. I told you.
Bubba Mack. Of course he has a dog named Bubba. Is it? Of course he has a dog named
what
Bubba.
What if it came out that one of the people around the office was running that account? Like, it was like Bob. Or it's like Locke giving takes.
He's Locke. That would be the best. That would be the best. It was Locke.
Or like
all
Big
time.
Easy or somebody like that. 437-9680. Okay, so the story comes out today, and Mitch, let's get Tyree 6-7, and then all of the Bashir. Bashir on the saddlebred industry. You didn't know that. Carolyn McClain's question got read.
It did?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
You're damn right. And there's a story how it happened, and it's a sneaky way, and it's so damn good. You're going to love it.
She's really good at this, by the way, about getting her saddlebreds. It's about Spectrum News. Governor Bashir's talking about it. I mean,
oh, yeah.
She's
about something that it's so very, very niche.
Very niche.
So we will get to that. Bashir declaring war on the pools. We will continue to update that story.
It's just...
I feel like I have to go to a pool, multiple
Me
pools
too.
This weekend just because of Drew.
Yes.
And I'm being serious. Usually I'd say, Memorial Day, it's going to be crazy. Everyone's going to be out there. But now I feel like I have to take my fat, pasty body and just go take a selfie next to someone.
Yeah, that's all.
At a pool.
I'll just take a selfie of myself
and then
leave.
Just leave.
Yeah, that's all
and
I'm going to do.
Get out of there.
Yeah, just to prove the point.
I think me, Big Easy, and Fuzzy might have a little vodka at some point.
That sounds delightful.
I can't tell you who. I sworn to secrecy.
Okay.
But Big Easy, the reason he may not be able to join us tomorrow to do this bet with Locke is big golf meeting. I can't even begin to tell you who's a part of this.
Whoa. So the mouth of the Midwest, a.k.a. McCrite Milling VP.
Yeah, and I was like, well, maybe we call you. You're drunk on the course. That's not going to be allowed.
No.
He's not going to be able to go pee next to a tree for a couple minutes while he talks on AM radio. That's all that I can say. You're getting nothing else out of me.
This isn't for the peons.
Oh, this is not
this
for
is
us to know about.
This is elite.
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, more elite than the meeting with Bob Knight and all these other things he gets involved in.
Yes. Texas says, Round Daddy thinks Bubba Mack is Scott Satterfield. No, it's Chris Mack.
It's Chris Mack. No.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so Louisville announces their plan today. Probably did not need to wait 12 minutes before we got to that here on the take live from the Mobile Papa John Studios, ESPN 680-1057. So Louisville football is going to have, and there's many ways to go here. And that is Louisville football is going to be having about 30 players come back. You know, they're going to be able to come back for a short amount of time. And this is going to be a trial run. And many universities are going to be doing this. So tomorrow we may find out more from the SEC. Tomorrow we shall be finding out more, I would imagine, from Kentucky here at this point. I would love to hear a legit Q&A from Mitch Barnhart. I'm not demanding it. I'm not being that guy that says a coach needs to talk. but Vince Tyree maybe has had way more teleconferences, but of course he is dealing up to his neck with the NCAA. So he's not just dealing with the coronavirus. He has been dealing with the coronavirus, the NCAA, and having to furlough and or you know, getting rid of a bunch of people within that athletic department. So, you know, men's basketball team up to 15, women's basketball team back on campus. I just – there's a number of things here, and there's a number of different ways to go – And this is not shocking as Louisville is barreling towards, and we knew this was going to be the case. I ask this question not to, I don't want to say stir things up, but I ask this question because it's something we talked about a week and a half ago. And then we have talked about it, and we talked about it with Pat Forte yesterday from Sports Illustrated, Cerebral, and that is that football is confident. Football is, I don't want to say cocky, but they are confident. They are exuding an aura around them that they are going to play. Gene Smith, the AD there at Ohio State, saying, hey, I can get 20 to 30,000, I feel like, safely right now in to watch an Ohio State football game. And, guys, it's getting to late May. If he has the rest of May and he has June and he has July and probably parts of August,
right,
3 months, by the time we get closer to the season, I mean, don't you feel like that's not going to be scaled back, that it's going to continue the rhetoric? 20,000 is going to be 30, and 30 is going to be 40, and it's going to be half a stadium. And I say this not to be snarky, but unless one of these teams is really good, Kentucky or Louisville don't have a problem with partially full stadiums. And I say that
right.
I say that not to be snarky.
Sure. No, you're right. It's
we talk about that
all the time.
The upper deck at Kentucky, it's 5 minutes before kickoff. And
you're not there yet.
And Mark Story, just look at that one's even there. Where are you, Big Blue Nation? How are you ever going to get a four-star kid?
Fill the stadium
Georgia. In Louisville, good God, I don't want to even get into that. Louisville fans are like, listen, if 20,000 of us can go, good. Otherwise, we got to stay in the parking lot, right?
And do
keg stands,
right?
You understand? We're doing that. That's fine. And that's not the end of the world.
Those are my people.
Well, they're not your people.
They're not my people. But I understand the sentiment.
They're your wife's people.
They're my wife's people. But I understand the sentiment of I'd rather sit out in the parking lot, chug beer, and watch it on a big, nice TV outside. I get that.
When's the last time you've done that? When's the last time you've been outside chugging beer, watching a game on the patio? Never.
Oh no, I mean like at the tailgate.
Gotcha.
At the tailgate. No, I stay inside and watch the games. I can see that from a tailgating perspective.
Texter, Big Easy's meeting with Greg Fisher. Oh no, if he were going to meet, if it was politicians, it's going to be someone based in Indiana. You think big? That's what it might be. I don't know.
Oh, the Gov. On the course?
That's all you're getting from me. We do have Brett McMurphy stuff that I want to hear from. Mitch, I have seen it hit the drop box here. Does he have the question about Brett McMurphy near the end of the interview talking about how the schedule might change? Let me know if we have
the
that.
Schedules?
Yes. Go ahead and have that ready. Other things I want to get to, the NCAA, I think they've outmaneuvered us. I want to talk about that. Devin, ask you. I got some numbers. They're not good.
Okay, that
they're not good. And I know you're going to be a honk when it comes to Devin. Ask you.
Yes,
you're going all in. I know you gave us pieces of that take yesterday.
Tanks.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
And a couple other things. So 437-9680. Rick Bozich. In about a little bit over an hour here on the take on ESPN 680-1057. So Vince Tyre, the men's basketball, the women's basketball, you're going to have up to 30 players. Obviously, I mean, one of the questions is how much are you gaining other than them working out? He also said that he doesn't want them to be out and about. Like, in other words, these players are going to come to campus and they're going to be spread out on the campus, obviously, not the way they normally would. And they are, they're not going to be showering at the complex. They're going to go back to, their living quarters or whatever it is. And so there are going to be rules, and they don't want them, for these number of weeks that they're on campus, they don't want them to be doing anything. To be very secluded type. So I find that, it's just going to be interesting.
Huh.
Vince Tyre said, let's play two things. Let's play number six. Vince Tyre talking about starting on time. That is the plan, obviously, within college football in the ACC. And then something interesting that he said in Brett McMurphy, which is potentially going to make this season insane. Go ahead.
I think my sense from our conference meetings is that there will be. I think that's why we're all working so much together. I mean, certainly we're going to compete hard in competition, but I will tell you, this is really collaborative in the conference. And I've shared everything that we've done at Louisville. I mean, from the budget process through our through the cuts and furloughs and things we've done. I've shared every piece of material with those that want it, not just in the ACC, but across the country. I've done roundtables and shared all the documentation, talking points, FAQs, letters, et cetera, just to try to be helpful to each other. I think that's a good process right now. We're all in the same scenario. And with this, as mentioned, I've shared my plan as well, or our plan as well, with the other ADs in the ACC. And I like hearing what they're doing. I mean, they've got their own little individual tweaks, that they all have. I was on the phone with Dan, Radakovich at Clemson earlier this morning too, and just, kind of talking about where we are with our plan versus their plan. I know Davos is as anxious as anyone, much like Coach Satterfield, to see his players again. But so we want to share concepts because they seem to be more in stride with us or vice versa.
What a droning clip we cut in play. I apologize. Turn this crap off. This is terrible. I apologize. I'm going to say it for the mixtape. I didn't know it was that long. Yeah, it was just droning. No offense to Vince Tyre.
No.
They plan to start on times. On time. Aaron Mattis asked of WDRB, what about other schools or other schools in the ACC not ready to go? Will they not be starting about the same time as you guys? Go ahead.
The answer is yes. I mean, even on our AD call today, but again, a couple of them that are not ready and to go, I think what they love it to be uniformity, all the time, yes, but everybody recognizes these are unprecedented times and it's not going to happen exactly the same way. So some will come on, probably slower and later than Louisville.
I have to be honest, that is not shocking, but Vince Tyre saying that immediately begins to in your mind thinking, who is it? Like, you think, is it a Boston College? Is it Virginia and Lachlan McLean? Like, who is it? And, like, I have no idea. I would imagine all of the North Carolina schools would either be in or out,
yes,
right? Like, they're
together.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we know what Louisville has been. Vince Tyre and Neely Bendapudi have been all in on saying that. So other schools not ready to go. What if there's a shortened season? Brett McMurphy today was on the V Show, and he talked about that. Go ahead, Mitch.
Well, that's some of the things that they're trying to figure out, and certainly you guys are right there in ACC, SEC country, and you've got, including Notre Dame, you've got 15 schools spread over 10 states. The SEC's got 14 schools spread over 11 states. So you could have a scenario where a school in the same conference can't play because of the government or health guidelines or whatever they determine. And so then what does that conference do? Well, I've talked to multiple, literally 100 athletic directors. I talked to the commissioners. I get the feeling that they would go ahead and play if not all of their member schools could play. So ultimately, what would that mean? Well, it would mean the non-conference schedules, I think, will probably get ditched somehow. And I think ultimately they would end up with anywhere from an 8, 9, 10-game schedule. Maybe in that group of games, they include one non-conference opponent, so you can have state rivalries such as Louisville and Kentucky play a non-conference game, Florida State, South Carolina, Clemson. And then you just kind of fill up your conference schedule as best you can.
Now, where do you think I'm going with this?
Are you going towards the
If they play, if they played 8 games and then Kentucky and Louisville would play each other, those would be the 9 games.
Right.
That's bad for Kentucky football.
Oh, absolutely.
That's bad for Kentucky football.
100%.
Who's replacing a lot of key parts, who has a quarterback with a ton of questions around, plus, in the first 3 games, Eastern Michigan, Kent State.
Yeah.
Always does your boy – I almost said Scott Satterfield. Your boy
Mark Stoops
do that. For instance, Louisville could get murdered early. NC State at home, and they're better than NC State.
Sure.
They were much better last year. Okay, so I would expect that to be a win.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about NC State. It's an odd season. If you told me that game was close in the fourth quarter, and then it's at Clemson, right? Ooh. So it's the opposite. And then, of course, you get into Western Kentucky and Murray State. So I don't want to be unfair to Louisville, but immediately I think of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And that's what would worry me. And how we evaluate these teams, okay? I mean, for these teams and for Mark Stoops, boy, getting those two, three dubs
yeah.
is really, really nice.
Very important.
Yes, it is. Now, bowl yes. games will be evaluated differently. I don't know if
That's
we'll have
question.
Bowl games, yeah. Because obviously I don't know what's going to happen with fans, but that has been something that is skimming the water. Mm-hmm. And then their conversation went to how bad it is, and like the fallout is Eastern Michigan's done. So the yeah. question will be, are the big boys going to help out the small guys at all? Because they are helping them out. And what they do is you get Kent State to get, lit up on the field.
For $1 million.
If Kentucky's good for, to fund their athletic department.
Right.
But I did find that. I wonder how much of that is something that's going to happen. I do, because then the conferences can get together. You can have a rivalry weekend that, hey, Clemson, you're playing South Carolina, and Louisville, this is what we're doing.
Yes.
The conferences get together. These are the games that you're getting, and then work out the conference games. But I did find that to be interesting. And I tell you what, you start looking at that Kentucky schedule. Ooh, boy.
Starts
without Eastern Michigan, Kent State. I mean, you get South Carolina, but woo.
It gets interesting. And Florida is what, the second game of the season?
If you took the three gimmies away, I mean, literally, you could be looking at going into like near Halloween with Kentucky having a win over South Carolina.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, with the questions of Terry Wilson and the wide receivers and everything. No, but here's something else.
I mean, Terry Wilson would have to open the season at Florida.
Yes.
Yes, understandable, before he shredded his knee with
yes.
Lynn Bowden, that wide receiver.
Right.
Yes, he did. Thank you.
And Benny Snell
Thank
and
you.
Josh
Benny
Allen.
Snell and yeah. Josh Allen,
What'd you tag us in the other day, Strebel? Kentucky's supposed to go 8-4.
Oh,
eight and five.
8-5. So they're going to lose a bowl game. I mean, 8-5. Would that be good? That wouldn't be good. 8-5.
It was just. It was
eight
better
five.
Than 7-5.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I mean, they win 8 games. I mean, I'm okay with that. I mean, it's not. I'm not going to.
Well, I thought you were supposed to win the East.
I'm not on that train. That's not me.
Okay,
that's,
so here's the other
yeah,
part
that's
of this.
Not me.
Yeah, well, it's you. It's you. Yeah, it's you. Yeah, it's going to be you later when you back Devin Askew. Yeah.
Yeah, that will, yes.
I got
that's
you on
different.
It. Okay.
Yes.
I know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Did Tyree mention Dabo before Satterfield? 437-9680 is the text line.
Dabo's ready to go.
Yeah, no
as
bleep.
Is Scott.
No bleep. He's the number two team.
Yeah,
as is Scott.
Scott.
As
yes.
is Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, we Scott's know Dabo's ready to go because he's getting ready to play his second stringers and
yeah.
be able to beat just about anyone else
in
the conference.
Yeah, or in the country, yeah. except for maybe one or two teams.
The other part of this, go to Bashir. Bashir, I think it's 1-3. Mitch, on college sports coming back, this is yesterday. Here's Governor Andy Beshear.
Question is on fall sports. It's still a little early to tell. I think where people are trending is games without fans because it's the mass number. I mean, when you have fans that can spread, but some sports have a lot of contact too. And I want to be really cognizant that these are student athletes, right? They're not paid professionals, and we want to make sure that it is safe for them. Now, they are a part of an age group that respond the best to this virus in terms of health outcome, but they still get it.
They still get it. Can be something that we put in the mixtape for tomorrow. let's go to Beshear 3. Go ahead.
It's still going to be a real challenge when we look in the fall or any time without a vaccine to have 20,000, 30,000 fans in stands. We don't want to presuppose where the virus is going. A lot could happen, and that's why we don't want to say no, but we do want to temper expectations.
I think, and this is one of the times that we need to talk more about this, and I think it's becoming now the biggest story here locally, okay? And that is, What does Governor Beshear think of sports in the fall? What does he think of what the universities and what the presidents and what the athletic directors and what the coaches and hell, the students as well, right? The players, I should say, absolutely, as well. And that is, what does he think? Because there's no doubt, not opening the pools is not a big deal, okay? Understand me that a lot of me is having fun, even though I agree with Drew.
Yes.
To me, it's a radio bit. That's all it is, okay? There's the political side of it, and we know the political side, whether it be Beshear or Holcomb or anybody else. But what does Governor Beshear and his people think of college sports in the fall? And we have been talking about, at one time, remember Ohio was like on the forefront of this?
Yeah.
I remember we were sitting at Liquor Barn on a Tuesday with Pat at 40 before it all got going, the day or two before I was going to go down to Nashville for the SEC tournament. And they led the way. And California has been vocal. In Florida and Georgia, I don't want to say haven't given a damn, but they have obviously relaxed their standards,
sure,
rightfully or wrongfully, have done so. Well, Kentucky needs to look at itself because the pool thing is a very small thing, but I think it also, it's done two things. It's made people, he's entrenched himself on something a little bit without a rather quick pivot, and it's showing how safe, and also by opening much slower than neighboring states, how safe that the administration is going to be. I am not here to judge it. I live in southern Indiana. Kentucky can do whatever it wants. In fact,
right,
a large part of me does believe being conservative about this is not wrong. I'm going to be conservative about this. Indiana, I can go to a place with up to 100 people. I'm not going into a loaded bar in New Albany with 75 people right now. I'm not doing that. I could do that. I know many people that will do that.
Sure.
But I'm not going to do that, so I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to play it, hell, a lot like that I'm in quarantine, okay, even though I'm not. Now, it's going to be more lax, but you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I'm just not right now. Maybe in a couple weeks, that is the case.
Yes.
But it makes me think, when are we going to start having this conversation? Because I doubt, even though he will give in, well, Governor Beshear, at some point, okay, he will give in to whatever it may be, and it's the pools here that we're talking about because of Drew on ESPN Louisville. But you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Is being cautious with football, there is a disconnect between what Kentucky and Louisville are going to want to do to what the governor wants to do.
Yep.
Like right now it exists, and it exists so much where they're confident, they're pushing it.
They're ready.
They're ready to go. They're having people come back. I mean, they're thinking of ways, like Gene Smith in Columbus, of how do we get guys, how do we get people in the stands? That's what they're doing, and that's not getting people back in a quick manner is not what Governor Beshear has really promoted. That's my point here. Again, I'm not ruling if it's right or wrong, but that essentially is what he's done, and it's going to be interesting what kind of conversations are done there. I mean, he sure sounds like the thought process of playing with fans is a pretty damn foreign one to him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's
outrageous
how that when you hear him and then you throw in things like the swimming pools, that's why it starts to collect this type of debt. And this right here, and we talked about it 2 weeks ago on the show, is the biggest story right now in sports right now.
100%.
Besides, like, Olivier Saar, right? Like, this is the biggest story.
I would say it's bigger than that. And the reason I was looking at my watch is I'm thinking, all right, in 6 days, Louisville's going to start having athletes on campus. I mean, that's May 27th. That's 6 days away.
Kentucky's going to be the same. Maybe it's a week after.
Yeah.
But it's going to be about the same time.
It'll be clarified more tomorrow, like you said. But, I mean, the first thing that came to my mind when you started playing Beshear is, like, I wonder what he thinks – of those statements made by Vince Tyree? Like, what does he think about? Like,
well,
Vince,
I think
Tyree,
you know,
saying
he disagrees.
He disagrees. Yeah. But Vince Tyree is in a position where, hey, man, we're having to lay people off. We're having to furlough people. We need to generate income at this university because they are in a tough spot economically. And, you know, there's been a lot of people getting in the weeds and the arguments about economy versus health and these things. And Vince Tyree's looking at it like, I don't want to have to fire more people. I don't want to have to lay off more people and put their families in jeopardy as financially. And he's ready to go. I think that's one of the reasons why Louisville's leading the charge, is because they understand the position that they're in. They want to bring people back to work at their university in the athletic department. And a part of doing that is trying to be confident and being right. The face of, we're doing this the safe way, but we're going to lead the way in this. And I, you know, personally, I applaud Vince Tyree for
look
what
at
he's
you.
Doing.
No, you gave Satterfield 10 wins.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
You're
going to
go look at the Bubba Mac Twitter account. It's a fake, and it's not very good.
And I'm praising Vince Tyree.
You're praising Vince Tyree. Well, he played baseball at Kentucky.
He did, and he's being a leader, and he's saying, look, we're looking at this, and I'm talking to athletic directors, and we're trying to figure out the best way to do this. It's better than just being quiet. I mean, you and Mitch and I have our text group. We're like, Kentucky hasn't said a damn thing except for Mitch Barnhart being on Feinbaum.
I think they would, but it would be nice for Mitch Barnhart to do some sort of Q&A. I mean, there's been a lot of things. He is a respected voice in the athletic, obviously in this day, but in the athletic community.
I believe he's the longest tenured AD in the SEC.
And his thoughts on, you know, transfers, a one-time transfer, and, you know, what's going on at Kentucky. People want to know what's going on at Kentucky. And so I don't get on the coaches for that. That's a fundamental decision that is made at the top to be putting these amount of coaches and or athletes on these calls. And and Louisville has done a bleep ton of it, and Kentucky's done almost none. And if you know they're going to do it, it's going to be Cal.
Right,
Cal,
yeah, Cal. It's going to be Cal or Stoops. Yeah. Well, I mean, Stoops talked to, like, I think the very beginning of all this.
We need to take a break.
Yes, we do. Okay. Yeah.
Last time Stoops talked was after the draft.
Okay, yeah, pretty much near the front of that. But I understand break time, so I'll shut up.
What's the percentage that Mark Stoops talked after the draft comes down on the text line right now? Mitch, I'm sorry, I heard it, and I looked immediately at my phone, and I go, Mitch is going to get it. He's going to get it here in about 30 seconds.
Didn't take long.
Let's take a break, 437-9680. We'll play some sound. We'll have some fun, but I do think that's a story we are going to come back to because I think if you say, hey, is the government potentially going to be thinking quite opposite of what they want to do college football-wise, and hell, I don't know what that means for something like Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby coming up in September. Yeah. So we'll have lots of time, many weeks and months to get to that. 437-9680. Round Daddy may be wrong about Devin Askew. Lock Sound, we'll get to it all next year on The Take on a Thursday on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
No, I just slept funny on my back.
Yeah,
oh, man.
That's the worst.
It's better than it was this morning. Like literally this morning, I'm like, if I can't get up and loosen up these muscles, I'm going to have to do the show from my bed like, who's the coach?
Hugh Freeze.
I was going to be Hugh Freeze.
And James Strebel.
I was going to have Diener buy Shut me up. On Amazon Prime a dentist chair so I could lay in it and do sports radio.
Yes. On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, coming up tonight, we continue the greatest games, the greatest postseason games in NFL history, courtesy of our good friends at Westwood One. And coming up tonight at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 680 105.7, the 2009 NFC Championship game, Vikings at Saints. And it's all presented by Bosch Lawn Care, BJ Heating and Cooling, and OPC Services. Should also remind you, Governor Andy Beshear, his press conference coming up at 5 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville. So that sets up a little bit of what we got going on today. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's studios hanging out with you. Mitch, there was something I was going to ask you. I know we're going to get to some Lachlan McClain sound here in just a second. Ah, I know what it was. He mumbled, and I knew he was going to do this. I knew Mitch was going to do this.
Yes.
I don't know about you. I think you're going to be neutral and boring on this next little
tidbit,
2-minute subject that we're going to talk about, okay?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Mitch is bothered by the next documentary series that ESPN is going to be putting out. You have seen this news,
Tom
right?
Brady.
Tom Brady
yes.
is getting a 10-part, was it? 9, 10-part? It's 10 parts again,
I think
right?
I think it's 9.
Okay, I thought so. Okay. A 9-part, whatever. You know, 9 hours of Tom Brady.
Right.
That's going to be coming out in 2021. They dropped about, I don't know, what, a 90-second trailer today. And that was the news that came down. And people are not happy. Mark Ennis. Mangus 22.
He's crushing his quarterback.
Yeah, Mangus 22. he took to Twitter.
Did he?
He said, I don't think he's cool enough.
Oh,
he's not interesting enough.
On.
And I disagree.
I disagree 1,000%.
Really? Okay, so I'm pivoting. I'm here for the Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady is going to be boring. Of course, MJ's boring.
Yeah,
okay?
As a person.
Right, but I think you can get enough behind the scenes like they did with MJ. And it's all about who's going to talk bleep.
Yes.
You know all the Patriot Boston people are going to be kissing the bleep,
yes,
right?
Of Tom Brady
and
the entire documentary.
But is anyone going to fly in? Because, you know, Horace Grant flew in, but Horace Grant did so after the fact.
Yeah.
He didn't do so in the documentary.
Yeah, he turtled up during
the
documentary.
Yeah, he had to go to ESPN 1000
yes.
To get his real thoughts out there. Thanks a lot to go to AM radio.
Right.
After you had 10 hours, you know, after
and
they interviewed you for 2 days.
Pippen's starting to make his thoughts known.
Well, I understand. I don't think the Jordan documentary was near the best thing that ESPN did.
No.
So Mitch, are you – I don't care about what you think. And I think the same. Like, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Mitch, you sound like you're on the opposite side. It sounds like you and Mangus agree with each other.
Well, The Last Dance was good, okay, but there's a lot of things that made it like not great. It was basically a Wikipedia of Michael Jordan, the majority part of it. And then, like you said, the interviewed people who were like clearly biased, and that's what they're going to do with this talk. Like, I don't need Mark Wahlberg and Roger Goodell talking about Tom Brady in a docuseries.
Boy, I don't know. I mean, well,
Goodell had his issues with Brady.
Well, no,
man.
That's the thing. I mean,
and like
I mean,
how what
Tom
are,
Brady
what are,
is a cheater in the book of Roger Goodell.
Absolutely.
Roger Goodell decreed him,
and they never
that
they
way.
Never showed well, Jordan's lows in the Last Dance. They talked about they talked
I agree.
About, they talked about the gambling habit for like 15 minutes. What are they going to talk about Deflategate for 15 minutes?
Listen, I was disappointed by, and this is crazy because I love those Bulls teams. Why the hell are we doing this discussion now?
Because Miss is mad about it.
I love all the Jordan stuff, but I wanted some of the stuff I didn't know. I wanted some of the stuff from some of the other guys, not just the Steve Kerr or the Will Perdue punch.
Right.
I wanted some of that. I wanted more Tony Kukoc. I know
sure.
that sounds crazy. And so I thought it was fun. I'm with Mitch that given that we have seen that it's going to be good. What the project that they do with Tom Brady is going to be good.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm going to watch it regardless, but it's going to be just like The Last Dance.
It's not going to be must see, and it's not going to be must see like Jordan. It doesn't have that to me at least. But here, yeah. But what Mitch is going to me is the interesting thing. Is it just going to be like Jordan got to have Final Cut? Is it going to be Tom Brady gets Final Cut?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's Tom Brady gets Final Cut and he's peddling his nutrition system and it's a bunch of people who rightfully so are kissing the bleep of Tom Brady like they kiss the bleep of Michael Jordan, is that what it's going to be? Like, in other words, with Brady, you need, you know, you need an episode on the injury. You need an episode on Deflategate. Do you not?
Drew
you
Brees
need
a job.
You need yeah. You
not
need
Drew Brees, Drew Bledsoe. Taking
yeah,
his
you
job.
Need you need an episode on not def- on Spygate.
Spygate.
Like
yeah.
They went into the Bulls. You got to go into the Patriots, and I don't know how much that's going to happen. These people wanted to talk, and they got hundreds of people to talk to The Last Dance. Boy, I think people will line up. But I mean, who wants to hear a sports writer rail against the Patriots?
Right.
I mean, that's not going to do anything.
No, it's interesting because Tom Brady, like Jordan, isn't like this squeaky clean guy. I mean, he had a relationship with an actress and a kid in that, and then, you know, kind of left her and went with Giselle, and mm-hmm. and he had the Deflategate and all these other things happen. Some people view his political stances on things as controversial. I mean, there's some things out there with Tom Brady. He's not this squeaky clean guy. There should
right.
be interesting.
Do you get into his relationship with Donald Trump?
Because
Tom
yeah.
Brady won't talk about that publicly.
He will not. Kind of like Jordan didn't talk about politics publicly either. They
sure.
touched on that, and he explained himself a little bit, but I don't think it was viewed as satisfying to a lot of people.
I think they're – I'm not sold. They're going to promote this. I'm not sold because I think what Mitch is saying with people seeing that it can be not a puff piece, but it can be a favorable piece that's going to be tilted towards the athlete, that people are going to have their guard up, and we just don't care. I mean, people love the Bulls.
Yes.
Like, you're going to have more hate watching here.
Absolutely.
You had hate watching in, like, New York and Salt Lake City.
Right.
But everyone else was loving. Right, this is now you're relying on, you're like Lachlan, you're relying on the hate listeners.
Sure.
You're relying on the people that don't like you to listen to you, to watch you.
Because Tom Brady and the Patriots are much more reviled nationally as a program, as an organization, than the Bulls. The Bulls were beloved almost universally, where everybody looks at the Patriots like, we're sick of the Patriots, we're sick of Bill Belichick and his crap, and we're sick of the cheating. So, yeah.
By the way, Penny got shut down to hang out with R.J. Hampton for social distancing reasons,
oh,
I
no.
think. I got to find out the story on this.
But my answer to what Strebel just said just a minute ago is no, because it's going to air next year. Tom Brady is not going to open up the book fully when he might actually – I don't know if this is his last year playing or not, but he's going to be one – this happening next year. Jordan, this documentary happened,
his
stuff happened years
later,
it doesn't really matter what he says now, but –
I am seeing that 4 hours ago, Evan Daniels did a one-on-one with Archie Miller.
Oh,
we
man.
May have to dive in and listen to that at some point right there.
Sure, that's scintillating.
Let's play a couple titillating. Let's play a couple sounds, just anything today to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Krusty Last Dance takes along with Bashir takes has been the first hour here on the Take on ESPN 680. We'll get to Devin Askew at some point. We'll get to Rick Bozich at about 4:25 here on ESPN Louisville. Go ahead, Mitch. What do we have? Set it up.
So if we want to do lock, we have him taking Ryan Stoops. Got a couple cuts of that. We have the whole saddle bread industry not reopening. That was a whole fiasco the past couple of days, the past 48 hours. And then just some funny stuff that he said.
Well, give us some Stoops, right?
Yeah,
that's what we want.
We need.
Give us some Mark Stoops right now. Feed us, Mitch.
I mean, this
Feed
is a 10-minute rant, so these are a little bit long.
We should play all 10 minutes Friday.
Yeah.
We should.
Yeah, before the mixtape. That's like the
mixtape. No, the last sound.
Yeah.
At 5:50, we just say goodbye, and we're done. And we just play the lock 10-minute rant against Mark Stoops.
I'm with it. Let's
do
it.
He's got something for Stoops.
He does.
He does. God bless him. God bless him. All right, let's go.
The overreaction to last year's Kentucky football season is a little absurd. Like, if you thought after a 10-win season that Mark Stoops had, where he beat Penn State in a bowl game, that he was the 39th best coach in the nation, and then he goes 3-5 in the SEC with wins over Arkansas and Vanderbilt, and you think, oh, yeah, move him up 22 spots in my rankings. That's where I have the problem with Stoops. It's not that his overall body of work is that. I mean, you can justify a lot of things. But this last season for Kentucky was not as good as people are claiming as some kind of feather in Stoops' cap or arrow in his quiver. They went 3-5 in the SEC, and two of the wins were Arkansas, who finished 2-10, and Vanderbilt, who finished 3-9. Like, they weren't very good last year.
Oh, goodness. You know what? I disagree with the end, but you know what? I agree with his main point that you can't move him up 22 spots for what he did last year. Either you have him way, way, way underrated last year or overrated this year. 22 spots for what they did this year? I mean, come on.
I guess my response, my BBN response would be, considering they lost the entire defense, considering they lost their quarterback.
Did they lose the entire defense?
Yes,
they lost Josh Allen.
No, they lost Josh Allen. They lost the entire secondary. Right. They lost a good deal of their defensive line. I mean,
can I pause you?
Yes.
I'm going to show you. I brought up this YouTube of Archie Miller and Evan Daniels. Hang on just
Please
a second.
Please tell me he's sweaty.
No, hang on.
Does Archie have a beard?
No.
Oh,
no, he can't grow a beard.
No, it's patchy, I'm sure.
Hang on just a second. Look at Archie.
Okay. He looks like a little kid.
He does look like a little kid.
With an oversized hat, like he's wearing his dad's hat.
He does.
My dad, he said I could wear this hat today for the interview, Evan.
My dad got this hat from Alan Henderson after they beat Michigan.
Yeah.
Play the other Stoops run. Go ahead, Mitch.
Well, Strieble, what were you going to say?
Who cares what Strieble
They lost their entire defense.
They lost their defense. They lost Benny Snell. Yeah, they lost a quarterback. Every excuse that are bad. They are invalid. They are reasons.
All right.
A reason to say, like, he did a hell of a job because you lose all of that and you still are able to maintain the team, win games, go to a bowl game, and then win the bowl game. He let that out. He beat Virginia Tech's ass.
Virginia
had to sneak up and win.
Hold on.
Virginia Tech.
Let me play this next clip.
He replaced his entire defense and had to play a wide receiver at QB. Unreal coaching job. That kind of sycophantic nonsense. He had to play a wide receiver at QB because he had so recruited poorly for the position that he had two scholarship QBs that he couldn't play.
That's
horrible coaching.
Yes, I agree that.
So he moves his wide receiver to QB, who was a transcendent talent, who proceeded to beat a bunch of bums. That's not unreal coaching. That's beating a 2-10 Arkansas team, a 3-9 Vanderbilt team, a Tennessee Martin team. If you want to say unreal coaching for the last two games of the season, you are absolutely right. Unreal coaching against Louisville and Virginia Tech. Unreal coaching. Way to go.
So he leaves everything else out. He's so dismissive. Nothing. He's so pissed off that he's ahead of Bronco Mendenhall. That's all this is. He acted against him like, oh, that's not a big deal. They're only one spot apart. This is all it is he's pissed off that bum-ass Bronco Mendenhall is jumped by Stoops. He's pissed off about it. And Bronco and them boys are behind Stoops in Kentucky. He's so mad about it because they're both similar. Like, their records are similar. The situations are similar, but he can't admit that. He's got the Bronco. He's had a Bronco Mendenhall. How dare they do that? Oh, Bronco. No, get the hell out of Bronco and Virginia Tech and your entire – Kentucky's 2-0 against your bum-ass ACC. You got beat on Louisville's home field, and Kentucky ran Louisville off the field. Your bum-ass Virginia team and that crap quarterback you had that you thought was good couldn't move the ball on that awful defense. Shut up, Locke.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.